What's your take of what these data mean in terms of daily patient care? Do you think that trastuzumab now should be offered and utilized in the adjuvant setting?
I think with three trials showing consistent effects that, yes, it is ready to be used in the adjuvant setting. The all trials show, you know, a great consistency. Although the intergroup trial and the NSABP trial were combined for analysis, they were also in the presentations split out, so that you could see the effects in each one of the trials, and the effects were virtually identical. And the effects in the European study, although it was given in a slightly different way there, also is completely consistent with Herceptin having powerful adjuvant effects. So I think that we have as good evidence for the early effectiveness of Herceptin as we have for any other agent right now in breast cancer.
What about the use of trastuzumab in node-negative patients?
Okay. I think that the issues for when to use trastuzumab are going to be the same issues as faced when to use chemotherapy or when to use hormonal therapy. The issues are going to be a balance between benefit and risk. And so we have a spectacular early benefit. What the long-term benefit is, of course, as we've talked about, is we're still waiting to see. We still need real information, you know, much more information about risk. Very few patients have gotten trastuzumab for more than 5 years. We really don't have any meaningful data in the adjuvant arena. And it's in the patients who, for instance, are node negative, particularly node negative who have stage one disease, that it's quite possible that the benefit-risk ratio will not actually point favorably in the direction of the use of trastuzumab.